The Humbug Marsh is home to a vast array of wildlife, including eagles, osprey, walleye, and bass. Over the past 100 years, it's managed to remain in pristine condition on a riverfront dominated by heavy industry. Environmentalists say the area is vital for the multi-million-dollar fishing industry. Located between the mainland and an island in the middle of the Detroit River, the marshland sat unused in recent years until a group of developers called Made in Detroit purchased adjacent property back in 1997. Gerald Johnson is one of the founding members of the organization.
On December 31st, 1997, Made in Detroit, a small African-American corporation, became owners of 409 prime riverfront acres with a 21-acre island. That started out quite an odyssey.
Made in Detroit, otherwise known as MID, had originally planned to build 350 upscale homes on land near the marsh, including 25 or so on the island. Other amenities to be built included an equestrian center, a 9-hole golf course, and retail shops. But the development immediately ran into problems. Environmentalists called for a halt to the project based on their projections of damage to the marsh. Allison Horton is with the Michigan office of the Sierra Club.
We couldn't possibly protect the integrity of the Humbug Marsh area, the upland woods around it, and the island offshore from the marsh. And clearly this sort of remnant in the lower part of the Detroit River is something that we can't afford to lose.
But Made in Detroit's Gerald Johnson and his business partners say there's a simpler reason for the opposition to the development: racism. Johnson says there was little concern about the marsh until the mostly white residents of the downriver town of Gibraltar, Michigan, found out that Made in Detroit was owned by African Americans.
Prior to us owning the land, even though we were meeting with the MDEQ and the Corps of Engineers, there was very little environmental concern. But the moment that we owned the land, that's when the so-called environmentalists came out of the closets.
Johnson says the inability of some residents to be colorblind has delayed the biggest development ever planned for the tiny city.
We had a lot of people of color to come up and express their concerns about the beauty of our project and how people are, through their racist attitudes, want to stop it just because of that one reason, as opposed to the benefits of the project.
Johnson says MID is continuing with its efforts despite the anger shown by townspeople. During a series of public hearings on the proposed development, local residents made it clear that they don't want houses built near the marsh. And schoolteacher Wendy Pate says she doesn't like being called a racist just because she cares about the environment.
I teach my students to have more awareness. In fact, one of my enrichment classes that I taught was called PLUS, which is Peace, Love, and Understanding for Success. So I'm opposed to the community development, and I'm probably the least racist person there could be.
With construction stalled until the Gibraltar Planning Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers give their approval, local residents are doing their best to influence the process. Environmentalist Blair McGowan says MID is playing the race card for the sole purpose of getting support. He says people are only opposed to the plan because it could damage the marsh.
If this were an issue of race, I would be working with Made in Detroit. I welcome Made in Detroit's coming to the downriver community to develop, and I welcome the large economic project that they think will be a new threshold in black empowerment. But doing it in a fragile marsh is the wrong place.
Despite the controversy, MID is trying to move forward with the Humbug Marsh development. While the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality gave its approval to the project this spring, Made in Detroit is still waiting to hear from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Gibraltar Planning Commission. There's no word on how soon approval of the project may come, if at all. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.